Minutes to eight, Murray in the Breakfast Show, thanks to Feed Income Sheds Cairns. And of course, the world in a lot of instability as a direct result of the COVID-19 and, getting economies back and happening again. And of course, investments, where we're getting our money from, where we're investing our money, and of course, where we're getting some of our goods from, changing quite dramatically. Let's talk a little bit more about foreign investment. It sounds like a complex type of subject for this time of the morning. So don't worry, it's not too foreign, because I've got somebody who can assist us here. David Shooter, who's the CEO of the IMCRC, which is the Innovative Manufacturing Cooperative Research Centre. He joins us this morning. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Morning, Murray, and great. Thanks for having me back.
Nice to have you along again. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about manufacturing, and of course, there's a bit of a focus on getting manufacturing back here to Australia. But let's talk about investment. That's something that you got a bit of a specialist knowledge in here this morning, and I'm keen to talk to you about that. With the talk that we often get, around talkback stations and all that type of thing, there seems to be obviously a bit of a fear of China, and I guess this concept that China is possibly the biggest entity to actually invest in Australia. That's not the case at all, I understand.
No, it's not, in fact, and everyone could be forgiven, because a lot of what we buy in the shops and, down Melbourne, hallelujah, a lot of what you buy may come from China, but in fact, where businesses are investing and where money is flowing around partnerships in business, the USA is by quite a country mile our biggest partner, ahead of the UK, ahead of Japan, and in fact, US investment into Australia from businesses and from investment communities is in a factor of 10 times more than China. And we've got lots and lots of American companies here that you touch day by day, from Apple to Boeing to Coca-Cola. They're part of our society and culture. And the same goes the other way, where we have lots of Australian companies where almost 30% of what we invest overseas actually goes to invest into America, and a very large proportion of that is in the area of manufacturing.
We can talk a lot about USA, and we'll do so in just a sec, but just having a quick look at the figures as well. One that's really surprised me is Belgium. Belgium is actually a big investor here in Australia. It actually comes third.
Yeah, look, there are some interesting stats in, I guess, the data that you and I have been privy to seeing. Mm. We've got a very strong connection with Europe. You know, we have, a large migrant population all over Australia. And they were moving to Australia, I guess, well before a lot of the Asian community started to migrate to Australia. And so there have been some really long-term partnerships in place. The UK is very high, and that's an interesting one to watch, as they not only get challenged by COVID, but they'll work their way through Brexit as well. And I actually think there's lots of opportunity for Australia and the UK to work together, given they're going to be a bit more disconnected with Europe.
Well, look, and I guess we can, because I said we're going to come back to the USA, but from what you're kind of suggesting there, we can possibly generally put them into the same basket. With what's happening, and obviously some real changes in the way that they're going to be doing business, we're talking about the UK and the US, what type of opportunities are there for Queensland businesses to get involved in some of this innovation, some of this manufacturing, and some of the changes that we're currently going through?
Yeah, look, it's an exciting time for Queensland, because a lot of the recent announcements about manufacturing and about innovation have been centred on Queensland opportunities. We've seen Boeing, one of the world's biggest aerospace companies. They've invested in Australia for many years, but their most recent announcement has been to make unmanned aircraft in Queensland. So that should create great opportunities for companies to participate in those supply chain, whether you are a city-based manufacturer, whether you're a regional manufacturer. You've got companies like Cook Medical who export probably 90% or more of what they do to dozens of countries around the world. I want to give you one example of a company we've got to know. As a CRC, we invest in companies to do manufacturing research with Australian universities, and we've got a partnership with a company called Vaxus. Now, I'll just tell you a bit about what Vaxus does, because it's quite opportune with COVID. Vaxus has a technology whereby they make these little plastic devices that, across a patch of about 1 centimeter, there are about 5,000 tiny little needles. And the way their process works is they put a vaccine onto all of these tiny little needles. Yeah. And then effectively the plastic device snaps onto your skin. So there's no syringe. And the big advantage of their devices are that in testing they've done, you only need 1/6 of the amount of vaccine to immunise a person. And they're doing testing on influenza, but we're running a program with them now to fast track some testing given the world of COVID.
Sure.
And so if you could imagine a company that was born out of the university in Queensland in 2011 is committing and is going to do their manufacturing in Queensland, has attracted, from what we can tell, more than $50 million worth of investment from US companies, US government, Merck, the Bill and Gates Foundation, as well as organizations like us in Australia. It's absolutely possible for innovative companies anywhere in Australia, including in Queensland, to find ways into the global supply chains. And I think that's the real opportunity that we've got.
And, you know, now is the time to do it. You know, we're certainly at a point where we have to innovate. We have to change. Some people want to hold on to the past. But, you know, as we've seen just from the last 12 months worldwide, things certainly have to change. And I guess it's those people that grasp these opportunities that can be ahead of the pack. Really interesting. And it's great to get some of those details about exactly what the breakdown is when it comes to foreign investment. I've got to get to news. But look, David, we're sure to talk again. Always great to talk to you. David Shooter is the CEO of the IMCRC. I won't go through the whole title. We won't get to news. But David, always great to talk to you, and I'll look forward to chatting up, having a bit of a chat to you again soon.
That's great, Murray. Thank you.
Hey, Mum.